Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. We are coming up on Valentine's Day, and I have some questions for you. How much do you love yourself? How much do you love yourself? Tell me, you can only give as much love as you can receive. Are you happy with that? Did you know that your relationship with your significant other is the same relationship you have with God? Did you know? If you don't have a significant other, then your relationship with your higher self and lower self is the same relationship you have with God. Valentine's Day is about romance. It's about being together. It's about respect. How much respect do you have for yourself? How much space in your life do you have to respect others? Unconditional love, oh goodness, what a term. I've been working on that for 75 years. And conditions will come and go, but your commitment to love someone lasts for a lifetime. And Valentine's Day weekend, please remember the people who you love as friends, the people who you love as acquaintance, and most of all, remember to love yourself. And now we're going on to the next.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. After the half hour, we'll be taking callers 646-716-9663. Tonight, I have a legend. I have two legends, and two of the most powerful spiritual leaders in the world. I have Alex and Allison Gray with me. Good evening.
Hey, Star.
Good evening.
Great. Now, Alex, almost all of my clients, my listeners know who you are. Tell us what we need to know about you and your art.
Well, I am a mystic and a visual artist, and weave an interdimensional, multi-dimensional mind-body-spirit, energy bodies included kind of vision of a translucent human that you can see the energies of the creative spirit moving through, and to try and point to the universal human that it's a vessel for divine spirit. And so this revisioning of the human anatomy as a thing of a holy design came into the center of my work when my partner for life, Allison Gray, inspired and then named the Sacred Mirrors. The Sacred Mirrors was the first series of paintings that I became known for. And this series that Allison inspired came from a performance that we did back in 1978, back in Boston. And so we were performance artists and painters, and the love that brought us together, I think, is the foundation of the significance of my work, because it was inspired mostly through Allison's kind of muse-like guidance, and then also as an artist.
What did I just say to you?
I'll let her talk in a second. She's also directed, like, by looking at the artwork and, like, making suggestions, direct suggestions, like, well, why don't you move that figure over here? Then it'll have a lot more impact. And so we have a kind of third mind that works together to bring about a better thing than if we were either of us just alone doing our thing, even though we love to do our, you know, our independent paintings. I'd say that the unique studio where we are able to see each other's work and comment and be a part of the making, the creating of stuff, it improves the product. And It helps me to see what's important. So, at any rate, my partner, Allison Gray, maybe.
Allison.
Yes?
Sweetie, he says, like, you're right there inspiring him, helping him shape the art. Tell us about how does it feel to work in such a bonded, artistic couple relationship for, how many years have you guys been together now?
40.
How does it feel? And
well,
talk about it.
I think I like to just say that we share a studio. So that I think is some artists, you know, who are married or who are together may have separate studios. And so many wonderful artist couples that we know do. But we chose always from the beginning of our relationship to share a studio and to work collaboratively. And now today, in today's visionary art world, collaborating is, you know, it's co-creative, it's non or, say, less competitive, it's more, you know, it's collaborative. So we have always collaborated, but we always had our own work as well. And Alex is completely the influence of why my work looks the way it does. Believe it or not, even though my work and Alex's work looks very different, we've influenced each other. Because like Alex talks about the third force, we try to see through each other's eyes. We try to know the other person so well that we're not telling them what we would do, we're telling them more what we think they might do.
Oh,
and we just have, I don't know, we have two artists here in Boston right now who are collaborating on a mural, and so it's becoming more and more, I think, acceptable in art to both have your own individual work and also be collaborative. But Alex is such a genius, you know, nobody would ever believe that his work is.
Where can I find some of your works?
Well, we both have websites, AllisonGray.com and AlexGray.com, and we also have Cosm. Cosm is our social sculpture. It's the work of art that we co-create most completely, because it is actually it is very physical, but it has so many. It has many dimensions, including the dimension of time. It's a retreat center and a visionary temple in the Hudson Valley.